FM 90.3 WJTL, Corey Asbury, Reckless Love, Voda, Honestly, and Matthew West, Mended. Hey, good Tuesday morning at 7:05.
The WJTL Prayer Wall connects you with the WJTL community and gives you an opportunity to see God at work through the body of Christ. You can share a prayer request, an answer to a prayer, or pray for the needs of others. Just click the prayer wall tab at WJTL.com.
This morning, our very special guests from Bethany Christian Services, Mark Unger and Tom Despard, are here. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Fred. How you doing?
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Mark Unger's the regional director for Bethany Christian Services. Mark, anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Absolutely, yeah. I want to say a quick shout-out to my daughter, Hannah, and Brad, and Harper, and Elias, and also I want to pray for and shout out to Heather and Tyler and Landon and my awesome wife, Stephanie.
And tell us about Bethany Christian Services.
Thanks for asking. Yeah. Hey, Bethany's been around for quite some time. We were actually founded in 1944 by a couple of Bible college students who simply had a heart for God and a burden for orphan children. They took a leap of faith and started what was originally called the Bethany Christian Home in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, you fast forward, it's going on 75 years, and you hear the size and scope of our ministry today. You quickly realize that God not only blessed our initial leap of faith, but God has abundantly blessed Bethany throughout the years. See, today we have Bethany's offices in 37 different states, 100 locations.
Wow.
We're the largest adoption agency in the United States. In fact, more children have been adopted to Bethany than any organization in the world. So a lot of folks think of us as an adoption agency, and we get that. And yet, adoption is only about 20% of what we do. See, our mission at Bethany is to demonstrate the love and the compassion of Jesus Christ by protecting children, empowering youth, and strengthening families through quality social services. So a lot of stuff we do at Bethany has very little to do with adoption.
Right.
Like Safe Families for Children. And Safe Families is something we've been doing here in Lancaster County since 2011. It's a great outreach. It helps families in crisis. Anybody's in crisis, hey, we need somebody to care for our kids for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, and we'll provide a family to do that just out of love and compassion without any financial compensation. Great story here. Just happened here in Lancaster a couple of years ago. We had a mom who had two kids, and she was pregnant and didn't have any place to go with her kiddos. And so we did provide a safe family for her and her kiddos while she had her child at the hospital. And during that weekend, the family took the kiddos to church, and the church said, hey, we want to find out more about these kiddos. And so they got alongside this family, and they helped this mom actually get an apartment, and now she worships at that church.
Oh,
how
nice.
Awesome and cool is that?
Yeah, that's very cool. If folks want more information, they can visit you online.
Absolutely. www.bethany.org/Lancaster.
And this morning, Mark's brought along Tom Despard. Tom, the National Board Chair Emeritus of Bethany Christian Services. And good morning again to you, Tom. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having us. I want to say good morning to my dear wife, Gail, and also to my Friday morning Bible study buddies who are part of this project, Neil, Dixon, Rob, Will, and Alan.
And as the board chair, tell us a little bit about your experiences with Bethany over the years.
Well, we started, my wife and I started 30 years ago. She got me involved when the local office first started, and she needed some money for the ministry, so I got on the finance committee, and then I eventually got on the local board after she got off of it, and then I got on the national board and became national board chair for 2 years, and we were initially interested in the adoption alternative for women with unplanned pregnancies, and we really wanted the church to be the church and be out there active and doing God's work.
That's awesome. And once again, if you want more information on Bethany, it's bethany.org/Lancaster. We're going to talk about their upcoming golf tournament on the way, so we invite you to stick around. Music coming up too, Pat Barrett, Jeff Moore, and